The research complex will initially focus on studying cancer, neuroscience, and heart diseases. In some cases, it will work with stem cells. Medical School Dean Philip Farrell says the UW has relied on dedicated staff to advance research up to this point, but he says the school's existing facilities have made it tough to land some grants. He says this center should change that.
When we're competing for grants from the National Institutes of Health and they come for a site visit, they will see something here like nowhere else in the country.
Governor Jim Doyle says the center is key to making sure stem cell research advances at the university. He says scientists will take care not to use public funding on research involving new embryonic stem cell lines. But Doyle says the federal ban on that funding makes little sense.
We'll work with whatever the policy is, but it would make a lot more sense if we could pool all those resources and build one set of labs where the research could be done.
Private contributions will pay for most of the $134 million center. The state will pick up $23 million of the total cost. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.